Oh, sorry, I'm really whacked. Blame the angels. They like to play and mess around, don't they? So, thank you, Jesus. Your presence is so precious. It's so precious. We just want to stay in this atmosphere and just swallow up all the words and the mysteries and the gems that you've got for us as Justin speaks to us tonight. So Justin, just be free to be completely yourself and release whatever heaven's given you for tonight. Whoa, we love your words. We love the office that heaven has given you to speak words, to speak revelation, to speak and hunger to be created in people. So we thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're just going to engage the realm of light for a minute. So just go into the light. Bob Jones called it the place that I go. I was in that place where I go. It's the realm of light. So just turn into the light right now. It's the realm of wisdom. It's above and beyond the heavens. The realm of light. That's it. Lift your head up. Just engage. Lift your hands if you want to. Just move into it. Unlimited life is your inheritance. Let your senses become golden, flooded with light, transfiguring the glory within and the glory without, blurring into oneness, flooded with light, in union, in sweetness. Illuminated with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and counsel. Wisdom surrounds you, penetrates you, and lives within you. Your body has been filled with the light of life, the light of life. Where you are being filled with strength, virtue, and youthfulness. Oh. Thank you for the realm of light. Ha. Oh. It says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we together walk into the light. And the blood, which is the frequency of the divine, cleanses us from all unrighteousness, body, soul, and spirit. Just walk further into the light. Transfiguring your skin. Illuminating your heart. Oh. Breathe in the light, it's liquid light. There's no oxygen here. You don't need oxygen in this realm. Breathe in liquid illumination, the light of his face. The light of his face. The light of his favor and grace. The realm of kings. The realm of Melchizedek. The realm of the immortals. Your home, where you came from, where you belong. It's unlimited. Unlimited. The all in all. The all in all. Yeah. Children of light. In the kingdom of light. With the Father of light. And we behold with unveiled face his glory. And we are transfigured into the same image. Like the bride who pulls off her veil. The veil is being pulled off. Now just step into God. Merge with him. Become one with him. I'm in you and you're in me. I'm in you, you're in me. In the dance of eternity, forever and ever, never to part. I am home in your arms. Nothing can separate me from this place. Amazing grace. This is the realm of grace. How sweet the sound. This is song in its purest form. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're just going to come back into the room now. You can leave your heart there. You can leave as much of you there as you want. It seems to me that more and more of me is getting taken there. I think that's what happened to Enoch. I think he went into the light too many times. And he was not. He was not in the light. Still there now. In the light. Oh, so you guys just all went to the same place that Bob Jones used to go. It's that simple. That's the new creation, you know. I was praying in the prayer house and I was saying, God, where is Bob Jones's ceiling? And because he gave a word that his ceiling would be our floor, we'd go beyond that place. And I was absolutely shocked. A few days later, I actually had a visitation from Bob, completely unexpected, with the Lord. And Bob said, that word was wrong. There is no ceiling, there is no floor. We live in the unlimited life of God. And according to your faith, it will be done to you. And that word actually created hierarchy and ceilings and floors. And people said, I hope our children go beyond me. That's not what God's saying. It says, together we are being built into a holy habitation. Together we are being raised up to the fullness of the stature of Christ. And it was so liberating. I literally felt like a decade of that word come off me. And Bob was just full of joy. And he said, you know, that his heart... it's not that people listen to prophecies in the earth, but they go up into the heavens. And God's heart is that we are with them where they are. That the era of prophecy was always meant to be superseded by the era called love. Now I'll show you a more excellent way. We just went there now into the realm of love. And that is God's heart, that we live there. We have a habitation there. And in there, you're filled with knowledge and you're filled with understanding. You're filled with counsel and you're filled with the riches of his house in that realm. That's good, right? Everybody okay? Hey. So I want to talk about wisdom and the realm of light tonight. And you're just going to have to engage that realm to get energy. Don't live off your natural body right now because it can't handle it. It says the natural man can't receive the things of the spirit. And Paul talks about God quickening, strengthening you in your innermost being that you might know the riches of his inheritance. See, you need strength from God to handle God. So I live off that strength. Otherwise, I'd be on the floor tonight. I would be, because the amount of glory that I'm experiencing, when I was a younger man, I would have been floored right now. But I've learned to engage God in my body, to walk in that realm. If we walk in the light. Yeah. Although I struggle, I will be honest with you, I do struggle. Sometimes I worry that I'm not going to get home, but God always gets you there. Really does. So this is a culture of honor, which means you're just as powerful as I am. And that just because I've got a microphone doesn't make me more special or powerful than you, right? We are all powerful, and you have to hold on to your right to disagree. Because that's how heaven treats everybody. In heaven, God doesn't come along and force all these different saints in different dimensions to think the same. He's letting them grow even in heaven. Some of them have gone so beyond heaven, like Enoch. Enoch's gone out of the heavens of heavens and all that is encompassed within it. He's gone into the was not. He still functions in the heavens. But when he comes into the heavens, he clothes himself and reduces himself to interact with saints in the heavens. So even in heaven, there's a culture of honor. There's a culture of permission to think differently. And when you see a church or a group that doesn't give you permission to think differently, it's not heavenly. See, a healthy culture is a culture where you can disagree. And God says, come, let us reason together. You know, God lets you disagree with him every day. So you're allowed to disagree with me tonight. And I was going to bring this word a while back, but I backed off from it because I thought you might misunderstand me if I talk about wisdom, because wisdom's going to provoke mystery in you, as she does for me. Because, you know, it's already established as church doctrine from the Council of Laodicea, the wisdom is not Jesus. Jesus has become for us wisdom, and there's the spirit of wisdom, but there's a being called wisdom. You can encounter all three of those. And angels of wisdom. But there is a being that was one of the first works of God's creation. She was made before the earth and the cosmos so that her DNA could be in it all, because she is the planter of the thoughts of God into space. She's the administrator of the intentions and goodness of God into the fabric of the universe. That's her role. In other words, she takes the thoughts of God and plants them and forms them into something in creation. Okay, so she's bigger than the cosmos because she had to be able to engage the cosmos. And the Lord possessed her at the beginning, which talks of a close relationship. So when God made wisdom, it was a kind of a relationship of heart, a relationship of oneness, a relationship of love. Christian doctrine is that God created wisdom, and they debated this in the Council of Laodicea because they said if Proverbs, the Lady Wisdom in Proverbs is Jesus, how come she was created? And some argued then Jesus was created. They said, no, that's false doctrine. Jesus has never been created. Jesus has always existed. All things were made by him, even wisdom. So he made wisdom. But wisdom's one of the most awesome and loved beings in the cosmos. So for many years, I was wondering who wisdom was, because I'd experienced the seven spirits, I'd experienced Jesus' wisdom, but then there was this being wisdom. And I had one of the most profound experiences with her recently, where I was engaging the Lord and I was reading Proverbs and the Book of Wisdom, which is in the Jewish Bible. It's one of the Jewish books that we don't have. It's in the Catholic Bible. And I got so illuminated by God, and Jesus came in, and or I was with him, or he was with me, and wisdom was with him. And this wasn't imaginary. There was a physical presence that remained in the room for hours. In fact, Rachel went into the room like 3 hours later and got dizzy and almost fell over, didn't you, Rach? So 3 hours after I left the room, this presence was still in my basement. And she came to me with the Lord Jesus, and she was listening to the Lord was answering the ponderings of my heart, because I'd been pondering, how do we undo the power of time and decay? Do you have thoughts like that? I think about that a lot. How do we undo decay? Because it says that the sons of God will be revealed in Romans, and all creation's groaning, so that the sons will free creation from death and decay. So the glorious freedom of us is us being able to undo fatigue, decay, and the effects of time. So the revealing of the sons of God is the government of light over time and space. Can you imagine? And what got me there originally was someone contacted me and said, I hope I'm not going to lose you now. Let me just tell you a story. Someone contacted me and said, someone's just bumped my car, and it's a hire car, and I haven't taken out insurance on it. Can you pray? So I ascended into the courts, and I was legislating in the courts, and I knew there was a realm above it. And in the courts, have you ever been in the heavens and it opens up in heaven? So like John was in heaven and saw a door, you know? So I was in heaven, and the courtroom shifted, and up there I saw wisdom, and I saw the dimension of undoing the power of time and space and decay. And it wasn't illuminated, and I knew it wasn't illuminated because people have not been going there. And I knew that wisdom was the entry into that dimension, that you had to have a relationship with wisdom to walk in this. You know, it says she stands at the gates. She stands at the gates. And she says, come in here and learn. And I knew that relationship with wisdom was the criteria for walking in that dimension above the courts where you could undo space and time. Because what I wanted to do was a simple miracle for me. I considered this simple. I wanted to reverse 5 minutes off that car. So I was framing it up in the spirit, saying 5 minutes of life into this car, that the dent goes out of the car. And this car's put back to how it should be. Because I've heard of people doing it, like Joshua and Janet Mill. And I've heard of saints doing it. And in scripture, it talks about them moving the star, you know, the sun backwards, the shadow, freezing time. So my questions are, as a person who believes in the Kainos New Creation message, I want to access the technologies of the future, because I do not believe the pattern is in past revivals. You do not see them undoing someone's decay and making them young. You do not see them affecting gravity, space, and time, operating. Some of them did, some of the saints. But I believe what God wants to do is the revealing of the freedom of the sons of God, the freedom from limitation, the freedom from human thinking. His thoughts would become our thoughts. I don't want to be one that says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. I want to be one that says, you know the thoughts I think towards you. In other words, there's two types of people. There's one that says, I don't know the thoughts of God. His ways are not my ways. Well, my question to that kind of Christian is why? Because it says in the last days in Isaiah 60, many will say, come, let's go up, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. What are the paths? The paths of perpetuity, the endless paths. There we go into the unlimited capacity of the Kainos creation. And that's where Bob wants us to go. He doesn't want us getting our latest prophecy off an email. He wants us in the pathways of perpetuity. He wants us in the realm of wisdom, and he wants us in the realm of light. And John Paul Jackson's there, Enoch's there, and they are saying, come, arise and shine. Isaiah saw it. Arise, which I've talked on this before, means to ascend, right? It means to go up. So arise, ascend, and then what's the fruit of ascension? Transfiguration, shining out. Wisdom, the light of knowledge, the light came on, shining out, the shining brilliance. And what does it say? Arise and shine, for your light has come. So it has come. Whoa, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, gosh. Your light has come. Your light has come. See, we can't be prisoners of time anymore. And this is what wisdom's all about. Wisdom's beyond time. And she wants a generation to walk with her. She's been called to govern with us. She's part of the Father's house. She's part of the family. She's this sentient being made and birthed from the realm of light. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And we need a woman's touch. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, way. So Jesus came and wisdom came. When she spoke to me about the realm of light, honestly, it was the clearest I have ever heard wisdom speak. Your voice wouldn't have been clearer than hers, because it was like crystal waters hitting my soul. Your words would be muted compared to how she spoke. And she didn't even give me the answer. She said that, but I knew it's the realm of light. That's what she said, the realm of light. And that the key to the future is in that realm. That's why Isaiah saw it, that there would be those who arise into the realm of light and shine. Yeah. Yahweh. Oh. And we just went there. Everyone went there. I didn't have to teach you. It's not done through teaching. It's done by believing. It's done by simple childlike faith. We went into the realm of light before I even taught on the realm of light. And wasn't it beautiful? Wasn't it restful? It's the realm of light is where we are going to come and access the future dimensions of beyond human embodiment. During the time that wisdom came, a crown of light came down on my head. 3 times it happened over a period of an hour. A crown of light. And it really happened, guys. This wasn't like an imaginary thing. This was a visitation, or whatever you want to call it. I was there, in there, they were here. A crown of light came on me 3 times, and I make no apologies for this, because that thing in us will trigger us and say, oh, be modest and be irrelevant and be British. I'm not British anymore. Whoever that British Justin was, he's been co-crucified and buried, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and human definitions can't handle me, can't contain me. You can't limit me to the cultural reference of Britain. I will be unapologetic in my radiance, for I am meant to be glorious, for I am the house of his glory. Whoa. Like C.S. Lewis said, there is nothing such as mere Christianity. There is no mere Christianity. It's infinitely glorious. For we stand fully identified in the new creation, renewed in knowledge to the exact pattern and image of our Creator. That's Colossians 3 in the Mirror Translation. So wake up. This is the Message version of Isaiah 60. Wake up and put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen for you. Sunrise glory breaks over you. Nations will come to your light. What? Your light. Nations will come to your light. Who is this that appears like the dawn? Like dawn light breaking over the hills. Fairer than the moon. Wake up. So who wakes up? You wake up. Who arises? You arise. Who chooses to go up? You choose. You choose. I'm giving you my life message right now. You better take it, because there's not another message.
There is not, you look at all my messages for the last 13 years, it's all encapsulated in Colossians 3. That you died and the secret of your life now is that you are wrapped up with Christ in God. That is the gospel. It transcends the tyranny of the temporary. It transcends time. It transcends space. It transcends every human condition. And I prophesy now, we are going to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. He is going to make his house of glory glorious. But we cannot walk from the earth realm to do this. We have to go up. We have to make it a daily practice to go up. You have to go up every day, not just when it's tribe, not just when it's worship. You need to set aside time every day to ascend, whatever that looks like, whether it's dance, song, poetry, painting, creativity. There's no singular fashion in which it will manifest. But you need to let your heart be stolen away by another place. You need to go to the place where you're from, your home. The resonant frequency of there is the air that you breathe. That is the food that you eat. That's more important than your breakfast. That's more important than anything else you could do that day. You've got to be those that arise into the realm and say, wisdom, teach me. Lord, teach me your ways. Show me your paths. I want to go in deeper. See, it says those who walk in the light. If we walk in the light, so it means there's a moving into it. There's a walking. Yeah. Yeah. Way. Wake up, put your face in the sunlight. Wake up, put your face in the sunlight. And kings will come to your brightness. So Isaiah saw it. Did Paul see it? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Nothing between us and God. Our faces shining with the brightness of his face. And so we are transfigured, much like the Messiah. There's nothing between us. There's nothing in the way. It's just the way you think that creates the delays. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. It's the way that you think that creates those delays. Change the way you think. Repentance means return to the high place. People think repentance is, I'm really sorry. No, that's conviction. Repentance is go back to where you originate. Teshuva in Hebrew means return to the hay, return to the wonder. So for a Jew, repentance means you go back into his name, which is a house. The word transfigured is the same word as the renewed mind. I'd like to suggest to you that what they saw with the shining Jesus was a physical illustration of what the renewed mind looks like in the spiritual. Father, let's just turn our affections towards that realm. Oh, Paul used those words. He said, set your affections on things above. For you died and the secret of your life is hidden in Christ. So where's the secret of your life? In. And those who are wise will shine. Transfiguration. Luke used a really cool word, extrapto. And it means this, to flash out like lightning, to shine, to be radiant. To flash out like lightning, to shine, to be radiant. I love that we are the radiant shining ones. We are those that live from the living blood frequency. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us. So blood and light are the same, according to scriptures. That when you're in light, you're in the blood of Jesus. Wow! It's the realm of pure God. 1 John 1:5. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. There's been different names for it throughout the scriptures, throughout the years. Some Jews call it the luminous obscurity. Because it's a mystery, but it's luminous. Some people call it the cloud of unknowing. We Wisdom calls it the realm of light. The realm of light. The realm of light. It's where wisdom originates before the earth. It is an eternal reality, ageless and unchanging. It is ageless and unchanging. It is the realm of bliss, sweetness, and rest. It's where Israel did not enter because of their unbelief, because they rather have the supernatural. They had the cloud, they had the manna, they had the fire, but they didn't enter into the realm of light. The highest evidence of faith is not miracles. The highest evidence of faith is rest. It's the realm beyond time that is timeless and perfect already. Now perfection comes. Now I'll show you the more excellent way. When I was a child, I thought like a child and acted like a child. But then I put aside childish things. And I went into the realm of perfection called love, for it's the light of love, it's the light of life. You can't add to it, and you can't take away from it. It just is. You can't diminish it, you can't increase it. It's finished. Second Corinthians 3:18, nothing between us and God, our faces shining with the brightness of his face. How bright is God's face? Can your face shine with the brightness of God's face? Could you be mistaken for God? Because we've missed the gospel. There is someone like God. His bride. His beautiful, beautiful bride. His beautiful, beautiful bride. In the kingdom of light. You came from perfection. You were birthed from perfection. You were created from the breath of perfection. You haven't seen it. You haven't believed it. But you will. You will. By faith, it says, Enoch went. Just by faith. By faith, Enoch was taken. He has fully qualified you. He has fully qualified you for the realm of light. No further effort required, just believing, not achieving. It is the light of his face. It is the love wine of the Trinity. It is the byproduct of the Trinitarian love. It is the explosion of the ecstasy they have in themselves. It is the explosion of the love dance between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are included in it to form the fourth face. It is revealed within a beautiful and extraordinary heart. He wants to form that in you. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Oh, wow. Yes, yes. Wake up, put your face in the sunshine. Woo! You can do it now, just. You know, I remember one time I took Ian Clayton and his friend to the cinema. I didn't want to go in the movie, and Stevie was with me, so we went for a coffee. And Ian came out 2 hours later with a suntan. A suntan. Fancy that. How'd you get a suntan in the cinema? I had another friend who was praying a lot. He went to the supermarket one day. He looked like he'd come home from Mallorca or something. They're like, where have you been on holiday? He said, I've got a tan from the man. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. You know, my friend Nancy Cohen, she led one of the most famous Buddhists on the earth to the Lord. This guy was moving in so much power, he could melt snow for like 50-foot radius. He could meditate in snow, melt it with the heat that came off from him. And he wanted to see Nancy for some time, but Nancy waited until the time it was right. When they met, he couldn't see Nancy's face. And she asked him a question, he said, I can't answer you because I can't see your face. And he gave his heart to the Lord. It is the life-giving light, immortal, beyond death and beyond decay. That's why I think Moses couldn't age. And Moses' face shone. Because of the realm of light. And they couldn't stand looking at his face. Because of the light of that realm came through intimacy. And they just knew the law. People who love intimacy will love the light of your face. And there are many out there who love the light of his face. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. So there are layers of light within the light. For those who are wise shall shine, Daniel said, like the brightness of the heavens. Those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. It's so hard to talk. For those who are wise shall shine. So wisdom and shining go together. And Daniel saw that there would be a day like the brightness of the heavens, and they would turn many to righteousness. So those who are wise shall shine. Which means you cannot engage light without becoming wise. And you cannot become wise without engaging the light. The light came on. The lightning flashed. The idea came. In other words, your mind will increase in capacity. The fruit of ascension is an expanded heart. The stuff I've taught on in different places around the world, some of it I never learned. I got it. Through infused knowledge. I've given counsel to business people through infused knowledge, going up into the realm of wisdom. For you'll all be taught by the Lord. This is so potent. It's been hidden from the wise of this world and given to babes. Okay, I'm nearly ending. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens and will turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So those who live in the realm of light do not have a time-bound ministry. They become the forever ones. And Daniel saw it. He saw a company that would shine with wisdom's illumination and that they would be called the forever ones. The forever people, like Enoch, like Elijah, like the mighty ones who come with the thunders and lightnings, like those who ride on the clouds, Isaiah 60, verse 8. Light, love, wisdom, immortality are all connected in a symphony. Light, love, wisdom, immortality are all connected in a symphony. It is music, it is harmony, it is energy, it is all in all. It is absolute oneness. Absolute oneness. Separation isn't the language of the realm of light. Remember, it says, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship. There's no splits in the realm of light. No division in the realm of light. It is the realm of absolute friendship. It is beyond the demonic. They can't go into it. They walk in darkness. There's no warfare in the light. There's no accuser in the light. Just harmony, symphony, song, and ecstasy. And we are children of the light. Well, let me just end with this. The favor that is upon you is beyond your wildest dreams. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with that kind of favor? And what are you going to do with free access? You have free access. Thank you, Father. I know that was weighty and challenging, but if I can't do this here, where can I? If I can't do it in our own family community? And the thing is, I don't want to water it down. I don't want to water it down to where we're comfortable. Like Catherine Booth, we must disturb the present to create a better future. And I hope it's disturbed you, but in a good way. Can you feel it? It's creeping in now, the realm of light. Let's just take one more minute. We're going to end where we started. Let's be Hebraic. If you want to stand, if you feel sleepy, govern your body. Now, I want you to just move into the realm where Bob Jones is. Where Jesus is. The realm of light. Lift your face and smile. Relax. It is the realm of rest. Now let your senses be flooded with light. Now I want you to breathe in the light. Swallow light. Even my body has hope. Sweet, sweet, sweet light. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Yes, Lord. Now walk deeper in. If we walk in the light. Deeper in your light we see light. With you is the fountain of life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Wisdom surrounds us, penetrates us, and lives within us. We are the shining ones. We are the shining ones.